Biggie said something very interesting in the previous segment. We were talking about pets, and I have two guinea pigs. And I said, my daughter's going off to college in 2 years, and I can't have those guinea pigs past that. We budgeted enough time. They live to be 5 to 7 years old, and they should be coming to a natural conclusion.
Yeah. Are they still eating their weight in, is it romaine? Lettuce?
Yes, God, yes, mm-hmm. Romaine. My romaine.
And then straw? Do you have a straw budget?
Hay and romaine just drives us crazy. I mean, they get like a...
Do they know you down at the farmer's feed and see?
Yes. We have a...
More romaine and hay? Yep.
Yeah. And
the usual?
Yes.
Yeah, put it on my tab.
There's three things. They need hay, romaine, and there's some sort of like funfetti stuff that they like... That's like the stuff that lines the cage, and they're in that all the time.
Do they? Now, because I used to have hamsters when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, and they had, you know, the hamster wheels.
Yeah.
Do guinea pigs get on a wheel?
They have little things that they play with inside their cage.
Yeah. Do they have those? Could you build a trail for them to walk through? Like
I guess you could.
Like they used to.
I suppose they could. Yeah, but they seem happy. They have one another, and you know, we're always told don't just have one.
Well. That all kind of ties in with this story because one of my favorite stories you've ever told is how you thought you had two female guinea pigs.
Oh, God.
But you actually had a male and a female because guinea pigs, all they do is eat and have sex.
That's right.
That's it. They just keep breeding.
That's right. And we woke up, my daughter woke up near Christmas one morning years ago, and the two guinea pigs that we thought were both female had turned into five. And before she could separate them all out, apparently one had impregnated the other again. Mm-hmm. And about a month later, we had seven. So we had, at one point, seven guinea pigs.
On the first day of Christmas.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we're down to two. And those two need to come to a natural conclusion.
Yes.
In the next 2 years. That's how long I'm giving them. Because that's when my daughter's leaving. And my wife said, what are we going to do if she goes off to college? And I said, well, we could just...
Maybe they could go exploring out back.
That's what I said. I said, let's set them free.
Mm-hmm. To their natural environment, which guinea pigs, I don't believe, have one.
Yeah, and my wife said, well, you know what will happen. The hawk population in this town?
Yeah, the owls, Lord, the hawks.
Oh, man, that would
be a feast.
I do. Now, that would make me feel bad. When you start saying how it's going to happen, that makes me feel bad.
The only thing worse would be your daughter comes home for fall break and finds the carcass.
Oh, God.
Or the skeleton.
It's possible. It's possible. But so Biggie said there's a tale of Randy the guinea pig.
Yeah, Randy the guinea pig. I saw his story yesterday. And apparently he was at a guinea pig, I guess a zoo exhibit. Well, Randy the guinea pig broke into the all-female enclosure.
Oh, no.
And impregnated all 100 of them.
What? Yep. Male?
One male impregnated all, which we know they can just keep going. And it says that Randy may have spent several weeks undetected among the females before Scaff discovered him.
My God.
So he was just living there, just doing each and every one of them.
Was he dead with a smile on his face?
Well, they said they noticed Randy because he appeared exhausted and had lost weight. So they were like, look at that one guinea pig who's real thin and just really tired.
Is she okay?
Yeah. And they said that's what prompted the further investigation. And I guess when they picked old Randy up, they said, uh-oh, Randy is a boy. And then all the babies started coming.
I bet there's 500. I mean, that's 100 guinea pigs.
Yeah. This is...
Lord.
What do they call that math? That type of math?
It's exponential.
It's like, yeah, exponential.
That's unreal.
But he managed to, they claim, get all 100 guinea pigs in the female enclosure pregnant. But, you know, if he had a couple weeks, I can see him getting it done.
But all 100? He didn't hit one of them twice.
I bet he was good. Well, I bet he was doing multiples.
I bet he was.
But
per day.
I just like the fact that how they discovered him is because he was losing. They were like, look at that thin guinea pig, and he was tired. They're using me here, boss. Save me.
Man, my brother-in-law, former brother-in-law, year from years ago, used to tell this joke. Chris Tim's probably heard it about Brewster the Rooster. And you know Brewster the Rooster? He would have sex with every single chicken on the farm, and he was just like, he was known, notorious Brewster the Rooster. And the farmer kept trying to keep the chickens away from him because all he would do is go and have sex with anything that moved. He'd get the pig pen. They're like, get him out of there, the Brewster the Rooster. So one day Every animal on the farm, nothing was safe. The cows, everything. He would so horny, he would go and have sex with anything. So one day, the farmer gets up, and there's Brewster the Rooster laying dead on his back in the middle of the farm. Circling above him are three buzzards. And the farmer goes out, looks down at him, and said, "Well, I guess that's it for Brewster the Rooster, finally." And Brewster opens one eye and says, "Shh, one of them's about to land." My brother-in-law thought that was the funniest joke that had ever been told. And I must say,
that's pretty funny.
That is a funny joke. Shh.